Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Mathews. Batting third. The center fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Adcock. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Frank Torre. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lee May. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Warren Sparn. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Warren Sparn. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Art Schult. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mo Drabowski. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mo Drabowski. And now, play ball. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aaron moves to third. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aaron scores. Adcock moves to second. It's 1-0, Braves. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is called out on strikes. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman strikes out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn bunts towards the mound. Drabowski fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shultz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-1 in the game. Aaron bunts towards the mound. Drabowski picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Drabowski. Matthews moves to third. Aaron moves to second. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Adcock hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Torre is walked intentionally. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shultz fields it and throws to second for the out. Matthews scores. Aaron moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Braves. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-1 in the game. Logan takes first base on ball 4. May moves to second. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman strikes out. One out. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski hits a fly ball into center field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Taylor moves to second. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walls takes first base on ball 4. Taylor moves to third. Altman moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-2, Cubs. Art Shultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shultz is 0-for-1 in the game. Shultz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0-for-1 in the game. Sparn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walls. Sparn reaches second base with a double. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sparn moves to third. Bill Henry now pitching. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Mathews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Sparn scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Cubs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aaron hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Braves, 4, Cubs, 4. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adcock takes first base on ball 4. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Torre hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-1 in the game. Neiman hits a fly ball into left field. Adcock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry hits a fly ball into left field. Adcock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 4. The Braves will come to bat. Andy Pafko pinch hits for Lime. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Logan takes first base on ball 4. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko now playing right field. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Adcock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walls strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 4. The Braves will come to bat. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sparn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Aaron hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-2 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 4. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Adcock hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Braves. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Torre hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-1 in the game. Pafko is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Erle Virrill pinch hits for Cal Neiman. Erle Virrill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virrill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Jackson pinch hits for Bill Henry. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 4. The Braves will come to bat. Don Elston now pitching. Erle Virrill now catching. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Crandall hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sparn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Avila bunts towards the mound. Elston fields it and throws to first for the out. Sparn moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Schult scoops it up and throws to first, with Elston covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Altman bunts towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. Taylor moves to second. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 4. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Aaron hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Braves. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Torre hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 2 in the game. Pafko is hit by the pitch. Torre moves to second. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Torre scores. Pafko moves to third. It's 7-4, Braves. Dave Hillman now pitching. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Crandall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walls who is chasing the ball. Crandall reaches third base with a triple. Pafko scores. Logan goes all the way around to score. It's 9-4, Braves. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Sparn hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Crandall tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 10-4, Braves. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a line drive towards third. Dark juggles the ball. That's an error on Dark. Avila moves to second. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Matthews hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walls. Matthews reaches second base with a double. Avila scores. That run is unearned. It's 11-4, Braves. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 3 for 5 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Aaron strikes out. Averill drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Aaron out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 11, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 3 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Adcock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 11, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.